breaking sports news as it happens on The Fan.
From the Ohio News Network, this is Ohio Sports Magazine. Now here's your host, Matt Andrews.
Greetings and welcome to this week's Ohio Sports Magazine here on the Ohio News Network. We're going to talk women's basketball with one of the busiest young ladies I've ever been around when it comes to March basketball, with Debbie Antonelli, who with ESPN and CBS is a terrific college basketball analyst, not only for the women, but also for the men's game. Debbie, you love this month. You love this sport. Thanks for your time, and welcome back to Ohio Airwaves.
Matt, are you kidding me? I do love this time of year, being around both sides, the men and the women, and I'm grateful that you invited me, especially with my relationship with Ohio.
You're one of the reasons we got this network going on the women's side of things, and you were here at Ohio State in marketing. So for folks not familiar with that, and they maybe only know the TV face and voice, Debbie Antonelli, you're big right now. But you were big back then getting this started, right?
Well, I was very much involved as the director of marketing and helping syndicate the Ohio State radio network across the state. And that is a very proud moment and a nice feather in my cap. But more importantly, it was about promoting the women's game, and my time at Ohio State coincided with a great time in the great Katie Smith. So that's called The Product is a Narrative. Katie was the product, and we were able to syndicate it across the state.
Debbie, that was the only Final Four that this program has, and that was back in 93. Kristen Watt, our broadcast partner on the women's games now, tells me the story, but I want you to share. You not only got it going, but you also were a part of that first broadcast in the Final Four down in Atlanta, right?
I sure was, and it was a proud moment for sure. I mean, Nancy Darsh's team was outstanding all year. The Big Ten was so competitive, and there were some great players on that team. And that 93-year associate athletic director, Phyllis Bailey, was a part of the D1 selection committee that year. So not only did I get to broadcast the games, but I got to represent Ohio State in all the meetings at the Final Four. And for a young administrator, that was an incredible experience.
Debbie, to no surprise, is traveling to her next assignment as we tape this. So let's get into March, and let's start with the women's sport before we'll talk a bit about the men's sport. Tell me about your outside view. You're now doing games mostly down on the ESPN platform on the women's side. So we don't see you a bunch of the Big Ten, but your view on, let's start with the Big Ten as the wide range and the wonderful year that Caitlin Clark, Iowa, had, the championship the Buckeyes had. Just your thoughts on this league, please.
Yeah, we miss the Big Ten. Let
Amen.
Me just say that. And it's not just about the quality of play in the league. I have followed the league closely. I have worked in the league. I've paid attention to Caitlin Clark, and I have had some special opportunity to cover her. But the league overall is balanced. It's tough. They share it. They pass it. And that's important when you get to March, because guard play usually dictates, and the guard play in the Big Ten has always been good, and that's part of the reason why the Big Ten has had success. Now, getting to a Final Four is a different situation, right? That hasn't happened very often, but I'm guaranteeing you this year, Matt, somebody's going to get there. And my pick at the beginning of the year was Ohio State to make it to the Final Four.
Debbie, what do you see in this Buckeye team? Let's narrow in on that. You talk about guard play. It starts with J.C. Sheldon, correct?
No question about it. I mean, first of all, they have incredible toughness. That's the one measure of a team that I think is so important in March, to be able to overcome adversity in game and in possessions, because the game shrinks, possessions shrink, and when that happens, you have to have excellent guard play. J.C. Sheldon has been on the top of the scouting report all season, and not just this year. She is terrific. She manages tempo. She's a ball-dominant pressure guard who can play two ways. She also can be a combo in Kevin McGuff's offense. And let me say, Coach McGuff, man, he can dial it up. Now, there's a lot of offensive weapons. There's a lot of options for him to go to. And I love watching how hard Ohio State plays, because playing that style for 40 minutes is not easy.
Debbie, let's continue along talking about these Buckeyes, because they had a hiccup at the start of the Big Ten tournament against a really talented Maryland team with a Hall of Fame coach. I'm trying to beat them three times in one season. Certainly it was difficult. But when you have a letdown like that, peaking at the time of year we're at, that's less than desirable. And how difficult is that for a coach and his team to pick up and refocus on what's next, where if you have one more of those, you're done?
Well, I want to say this. First of all, there is a lot of, no excuses, but there's some conversation there about the style of play that Kevin plays is so taxing and so demanding that maybe a little extra rest might not be a bad thing. I have to say that, saying, I know you want to win the Big Ten championship, but playing 3 days in a row the way they play is really hard. So I'm not looking at it as a negative at all, and I'm sure Coach McGuff and his staff aren't spinning it that way either. I actually think that this might be a good thing for them because they got a little extra rest. Now, I know as competitors you want to win, but now you got to spin it forward that way, and I'm sure that's what Coach McGuff has done. I'm not worried about Ohio State. I'm not worried about them because of the way they play, the toughness element, how hard they work, and what I expect them to do is to, you know, depending the matchup in the bracket, they're going to give a lot of people trouble because of what they do. I would love to see them on the same side of the bracket as somebody like South Carolina, because I think no one presses South Carolina, and we haven't seen anybody do that yet. So I'd be curious as a fan and as an analyst. I'm sure that Ohio State doesn't want to be on the same side of the bracket as South Carolina, but as a basketball purist, I'm interested.
Basketball analyst Debbie Antonelli is our guest. We'll have more of the Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Rise and shine, jabronis.
What a show this morning.
There's only one place where Buckeye legends lay the smackdown. Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Give me a juice box, Beyonce.
The Fan, Ohio Sports Destination. And now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Matt Andrews.
Welcome back to this week's Ohio Sports Magazine. Now more of my conversation with basketball analyst Debbie Antonelli. You mentioned the Buckeyes would love to win the Big Ten championship. The fact is they did that. They were regular season champs. I know you were referring to the tournament, but that's what's lost in this year for all the great things Caitlin Clark has done and that team has done at Iowa, and they certainly had a wonderful weekend. The Buckeyes had a 3-loss regular season going into that finale at Iowa, and that was a hornet's nest. So as you look at some of their non-conference, and I'm specifically looking to the Pac-12 games, I want to know what you see beyond just a Big Ten and a national landscape with the Pac-12, with the Big 12. What do we have in USC with UCLA? And then give us some teams in the Big 12 to look out for, Deb.
Well, Matt, let me just say this. The tournament is going to be outstanding. The matchups matter more than ever. Seeding is such an important component because we have so many teams that can win. All right? South Carolina is a dominant team, but we've seen them be a little vulnerable. I think what's happened to them in their tournament is only going to make them better. So they're still the favorite. But when you look outside of South Carolina, and I'm not discounting them because I have the ultimate respect for how hard they play and their depth and their talent, but you got to look at teams that bring a different style. Ohio State is one of them because they press the whole game. That's a team that you have to keep in top of mind. Juju Watkins at Southern Cal, you've already played them. You know, you've got a chance to experience playing against a great talent like that. You've already taken on Iowa. And you've taken on Caitlin Clark, so you have an idea there. I mean, these are individual players that can carry teams. As far as teams go, Notre Dame was the 4th seed in the ACC tournament, and they won. The injury to Elizabeth Kitley limited Virginia Tech. But NC State was the 2 seed, and they have had a remarkable storybook season as well. They were picked to finish 8th. So you get teams in Power Fives that have played competitively. You got to look at, you know, Virginia Tech winning the ACC with 4 losses, to your point about Ohio State winning it with 3. I think that's when you look at the games, LSU, nobody wants to see them on their side of the bracket because of their style of play. So, we could go down and break down all these teams, and I'm not sleeping on Stanford, even though they lost twice to Southern Cal. I just think that we have so much experience, so much talent, and that's why I always say the product is the narrative, Matt, because the game has always been good. More people are paying attention now than ever before, and that's a great thing because we will deliver on the product we always have. And now ratings are reflecting that. People are paying attention. And that's for somebody 30-plus years ago that was trying to get Ohio State women's basketball syndicated across the state. That makes me smile and makes me feel really proud about the direction that we're all heading with the game.
Deb, you've been a great advocate for the women. And your work there, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe what you've done there and how you've helped promote the game and the job you do on TV has helped propel you into the catbird seat with the men's tournament at times as well. What's that been like for you? And I guess, is that the plan still going forward later this March with their tournament?
Yes, Matt. So very much like this conversation about the women, I've been in the men's game since the mid to late 90s. I've been calling men's basketball since then. And I believe Ann Myers was the first person to call men's basketball game in our country. And I'm so blessed to be able to share my resource and time and talent on both sides. I will be working for CBS once again on the NCAA men's tournament. This will be my eighth year. I do work the first and second round of that. And I have put the time in. I've been around enough, and I believe that it's about the quality of work, and that's what it is. If there was another reason why someone would put me on the air, it's not for checking a box. I really believe it's because I've worked hard and I've earned it. I think I'm proud of what I've been able to do, but I'm also very hungry to keep going, and getting a chance to work on the men's game, if nothing else, has brought some credibility to what I do on the women's side and has helped the women's game, then that's a way that I might spin it forward, because it's not about me and what I'm doing. It's about the game. And I certainly have been passionate about the women's game for a long time, and I'm so glad to see these young women that are playing the game and the young women that are calling games getting an opportunity to do what I love to do.
You're doing a great job. You know that. We love your work. Let me ask you about the Ohio State men's program. Obviously, things did not work out with Coach Holtman. Jake Diebler's taken over. This Buckeye team, I think this weekend, is playing to get on a bubble and possibly be a part of your tournament. Who knows? You may have them. But what have you seen from the way Jake has taken over this team and this Buckeye men's team has kind of turned the switch on?
I think it speaks to how important communication is and hearing a different voice and how that can change. We know as parents, you know, you tell your kids one thing, but somebody else tells it to them, and it's the same message, but it's heard in a different lens. I think that's what we're seeing here. I think the inspiration of Coach Diebler has definitely turned Ohio State around, and it's Coach Holtman is a great guy. I covered him in the tournament before when he was at Butler, and I know he's a great coach, and I know he'll get a job because he's an excellent coach. But I do believe that just hearing a different voice has turned things around, and I hope they are a team that makes the tournament, and I hope I do get to cover them. It'd be an honor to cover Ohio State at any time in the postseason.
Basketball analyst Debbie Antonelli is our guest. We'll have more of the Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Hey, folks, it's game day, and the betting's going to be intense, Drew.
You said it, Dave, but a good pregame routine keeps betting responsible.
That's right. You got to pause before you play.
Good call. Sports betting is hot, but it can be risky.
And pausing to set limits is an all-star move.
That's right, Dave. If you bet on sports, pause before you play to set limits, recognize the risk, and know when to stop.
Learn more at pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Some foot issues just can't be fixed by those expensive shoe stores or shoe inserts. A foot exam from a doctor of podiatric medicine, who is the medical expert in foot and ankle care, may give solutions after doing a complete foot examination. If you suffer from foot, heel, or ankle pain, let us help you find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association so you know you are being treated by the very best. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Have you ever told a friend?
Oh, I'm fine.
When you really felt
just so overwhelmed.
Or sent a text.
Can't sleep. Are you awake?
When you couldn't find the words to say.
I'm scared to be alone with my thoughts right now.
Then this is your sign to reach out to the 988 Lifeline for 24/7 free confidential support. You don't have to hide how you feel. Text, call, or chat anytime.
Do you want a job that is flexible, secure, and fun? It also offers excellent pay and is ranked as one of the best jobs in America, too. I'm talking about being a dental hygienist. And all you have to do is complete a two-year program after high school. Visit ODA.org to learn more and to start helping people love their smile. This message is brought to you by the members of the Ohio Dental Association.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you if you could simply take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, rental portfolios. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
The fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Matt Andrews.
Welcome back to this week's Ohio Sports Magazine. Now more of my conversation with basketball analyst Debbie Antonelli. Deb, from our time at another school back in the past, we talk a lot about the growth of the women's game, and we'll end it on this. We've talked about some of the growing. But you were an advocate for moving the Sweet 16 as a group to Las Vegas. We since have gone to a Sweet 16 where there are two region sites, and this year that happens to be in Albany and also out west in Portland. So you've seen that 1 year. You're going to see it a second year here. Your thoughts on a two-region setup where there are essentially eight teams in each region?
Matt, you know how I feel about it because you and I have known each other for a long time. And, you know, this is purely coming from a fan's perspective. If you knew on Christmas Day that you could give your family a gift of airline, hotel, and game tickets to go to one destination city, wouldn't you consider doing it? And we're waiting now until Selection Sunday. So if you're a Buckeye fan, you're probably going to play first and second round games at home, okay? Then you don't know where you're going, and you got to wait. And then you got to decide if you want to do that in a short time. And we're going to two places that are not easily accessible by airfare. I think I'm going to have a tough time getting there and getting out, honestly, if I'm going there. I won't even know till Sunday where I'm going. So I have advocated for that 15 years ago, when Vegas wasn't what Vegas is today on the sports landscape, because I anticipated that. I also thought having lines on the women's games would help advance our game. Not that I'm advocating gambling, but I'm advocating promoting the game. And having a line on the game does bring a new audience to the women's game. So there are a lot of things there that we could unpack about why I felt so strongly. But for today's conversation, and for Buckeye fans in particular, and fans of women's basketball, one destination city would have allowed you, because you would anticipate that you're going to make it, to go and make your plans a long time ago to be able to go. And I think the other thing too, Matt, without getting too deep into this, is, you know, we are locked up tournament for years in advance on where we might go for these regional sites and look at where the talent, just the freshman class. I mean, if you were going to stack up Juju Watkins at Southern Cal, Hannah Hidalgo at Notre Dame, Malaysia Fulwiley at South Carolina, Madison Booker, the Big 12 player of the year as a freshman at Texas, and then Michaela Williams at LSU, that's a pretty good five. That's a pretty good advancer for where our game's going to be in the next 4 years. There's a lot to unpack there, but thank you for bringing it up. I'm always thinking about the fan, but I also want to say this to you. The first 50 years of Title IX was about opportunity. The next 50 should be about investment. And economically speaking, Clarkonomics is real, and it's a blueprint for moving forward. And I hope we're going to be smart enough to pay attention to it.
The great Debbie Antonelli with the great foresight in the game, what's coming, what has been. She started this whole journey, really, in marketing at Ohio State. We appreciate your time, Debbie. Thanks so much.
Hey, buddy. Good luck, and I'll see you down the road.
Put up more of the Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Buckeye spring football practice is upon us, and it's another chance to remind you the offseason is a myth. Feed your addiction right here. Proud to be your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio Sports Destination.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Matt Andrews.
Welcome back to the Ohio Sports Magazine. Eric Reeser joins us from the Ohio News Network.
It's tournament time in college basketball. In case you didn't notice, the NCAA tournament Field of 68 is going to be announced Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Several conferences, including the Southeastern Conference, look to send several teams into the big dance this year. Paul Feinbaum's the nation's leading expert on the SEC and joined Bo Bishop on ONN affiliate WBNS-FM in Columbus, where he was asked how the SEC, that looks to send seven or eight schools into the tournament, became so dominant in both football and in basketball.
Football pays the bills, as you know, but in basketball you can at least break even or maybe make a little money, but you have to go big with the coach. And what's interesting, I moved to North Carolina 10 years ago, Bo. Mm-hmm. Well, you hear, oh, man, basketball country. Really? Yeah. I mean, that's one of the biggest misnomers. And I mean, the ACC will be lucky to get maybe four or five teams, maybe less, while the SEC and the Big Ten and the Big 12 are really owning the spots right now. And I think it's a premium on the coaches, like Ole Miss last year. They hired Chris Beard. Chris Beard was the coach at Texas. He was number one team in the country when he got fired for allegations of domestic abuse. Did that stop Ole Miss from hiring him? They didn't care. He was available, and they hired him. And you know, just like Auburn and Hugh Freeze. I mean, you can't have a conscience in being college sports anymore.
There has been talk in recent months of expanding the NCAA tournament to add more teams. An 80-team field's been thrown around, same with a 100-team field. Paul Feinbaum says he doesn't see how that would be good for anyone.
I don't know why they want to increase it, but what happens is in the good leagues, and we're talking about two of them, it's so hard to, especially in a 14, 16, 18 league team, the competition is so intense that if you have a 500 record, you've had at least a pretty good season, and that will put you on the bubble. So, I mean, I think the theory is that, you know, the fans don't care if there's 68 or 72 or 96. I do. I mean, I'm so sick of the debate over what, you know, Dick Vitale and Jay Billis and Seth Greenberg on the night of the selection Sunday, arguing about, well, this team, Virginia Tech, should have gotten in. Well, mm-hmm. if you're on the bubble, you don't deserve to be in.
Like I had mentioned before, the SEC looks to send seven or eight teams from its conference into the NCAA tournament. During his appearance on ONN affiliate WBNS FM in Columbus, Paul Feinbaum was asked who he likes out of the Southeastern Conference to make a deep run into March Madness.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to start with Tennessee. I know what happened last week with Kentucky, but Tennessee has been the best team all year, and I don't think there's that much. I don't think anybody else really has a claim for that. Kentucky is playing better than anybody right now, and Cal never comes up on our show unless they lose. And when they lose, you know, you're not that far from Lexington. You know what they say. They were literally, there was a group of people ready to fire him about 6 weeks ago. If he can continue this, this will be a pretty remarkable turnaround. But the problem is Cal. Cal at Kentucky is judged similarly to a coach at Ohio State in football or Alabama. He has not won a national championship in 12 years. That's absurd. He hasn't been to a Final Four since 15, and that was when he absolutely choked away the game against Wisconsin that cost them a perfect season in the semifinals. And that stings with Kentucky fans. So he has to get out of the first weekend. I think he will, but I thought that 2 years ago as well when St. Peter's happened.
There was also some news in the college athletics world this week that Nebraska athletic director Trev Alberts was leaving to take the athletic director vacancy at Texas A&M. That, of course, was created when Ross Bjork decided to accept the AD job in Columbus at Ohio State. Ross Bjork's job was offered to him by former Nebraska president Ted Carter, who left Lincoln earlier in 2024. Trev Alberts is a former Nebraska linebacker who won the Dick Butkus Award in 1993. That's given to the best linebacker in college football. Alberts was also a part of the 1993 Nebraska team that played for a national championship. So the question on everyone's mind is why a Nebraska legend would leave Lincoln for the same job at another university. ESPN's Paul Feinbaum was asked that question by Bo Bishop during his appearance on ONN affiliate WBNS FM in Columbus.
I believe he left because of dysfunctionality inside that university. And I say the university, not the athletic department. I think there's a real void of leadership there. And I think he saw it. It was scary. And by the way, it's hard to turn down Texas money. Bo, I mean, it's a different world down there, and, yeah. and it's serious. I mean, I'm not just saying that's a, I got that from some Western. I mean, I've been to College Station too many times, and there's the Ohio, Alabama, Pennsylvania money is not Texas money.
Yeah.
And I think he was lured by that. I worry about that program though, because, I mean, they're just not great really in anything. And I think with Texas coming into the league on top of Oklahoma, that region becomes more compressed for them and more difficult.
Paul's response prompted the follow-up question of what a program like Nebraska or Oklahoma can even be like in a world competing with Texas oil money.
Yeah, and I talk to Oklahoma people on a pretty regular basis. They're worried because that program is really good, and of course everything bad that happens in Norman right now. It's not Brent Venables' fault. It's no. Lincoln Riley's fault. So Lincoln will be, 10 years from now, Lincoln will be blamed for a 500 record.
I'm Eric Reeser for the Ohio News Network.
Thanks, Eric. Up next, we head south here in the Buckeye State. Paul Keels checks in on Cincinnati right here on the Ohio News Network.
If you're obsessed with fantasy sports and gambling things, we have the slightly above average radio show for you. On the Money with Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Sunday morning at 9 on The Fan. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Matt Andrews.
Welcome back to this week's Ohio Sports Magazine. Locked on Reds segment time with Jeff Carr of Locked on Reds. Jeff, we're nearing opening day, spring training counting down. Let's retrace a little bit. What are the repercussions the Reds are going to feel with the suspension of 80 games of Noelvi Marte?
Well, really the biggest thing for him personally is the fact that he is not going to be able to play in the postseason. I think that's going to be the biggest blow. I think this team was kind of built to move around, especially in the infield, if there were some injuries or something like that. This 80-game absence during the regular season, I think the Reds can kind of weather. But it's the postseason side of this. Noelvi Marte was supposed to be the kind of guy who starts at third base 4, 5, maybe even 6 days a week and really be probably the sixth or seventh hitter in this lineup. The talent that he brings to the field is power, speed, much like a lot of the other players on this team. He fits in perfectly. So now you're going to see Jamer Candelario mostly play third base. He'll play a little bit of first and DH and stuff like that as well. And you will see a little bit more opportunity at the DH spot for guys like Jake Fraley or Will Benson or something like that. And Jonathan India is going to see, I think, increased opportunity for him to prove that he can be a super utility player. But I do think this weakens the outfield because you'll probably see Spencer Steer play some infield a little bit more than I think they initially believed he would. This is going to be the kind of move, too, that makes you wonder, do they leave him in AAA to retain his rookie eligibility for 2025? There is an added incentive that if a top prospect it finishes in the top two of rookie of the year voting, then the team can receive extra draft picks. And if he wins, they could receive an extra first-round draft pick. So there's definitely a consideration there after 80 games and the fact he won't even be able to play in the postseason. Do we see him at all in 2024?
Well, I love the fact that you're bearing the lead that the Reds are in the postseason, so we'll vote for that. But let's go back to your recent episode. You guys made a big case for this being a breakout moment opportunity for Jonathan India. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I really feel like coming into this spring training, he was the dude with the most pressure on him because he didn't have a ready-made role, especially like the first couple of days of everyone reporting to camp. You heard David Bell say, our shortstop is Ellie De La Cruz and our second baseman is Matt McClain, and the rest of the roster will kind of revolve around that fact. Well, the only position that Jonathan India has played professionally, at least at the major league level, is second base. So he was maybe going to see one or two starts a week there at most. So he's got to figure something else out. He's played a little bit of first base. He's played a little bit of left field here in spring training. And I feel like if he was going to get an opportunity, it would probably be with an injury or something like that to get more of an everyday playing time. I didn't necessarily see everyday at bats ready made for him with everyone healthy. Because you talk about Spencer Steer playing mostly in left field, he deserves everyday playing time. With Noel V. Marte, if he were to have been here for every single game, he would have deserved everyday playing time at third base. Candelario and CES probably take up the majority of the first base, so where does India slot in there? But now you can kind of see it moving a little bit, and he will have those 80 games to really prove that he deserves to be in there every single day.
Help me out here. Frankie Montas named the opening day starter by David Bell late last week. What do we know about him? What can we expect as he gets into this Reds rotation?
He's definitely the most established pitcher in this rotation and really on this pitching staff. He has had a decent career, and his only question was, is he going to be healthy this year? And according to all reports and all quotes out of camp is that he's healthy. He came into camp in the best shape of every pitcher vying for a starting rotation spot. So this is kind of a twofold statement that David Bell is making. Number one, it's about winning. It's about who earns their spot the most. And number two, we're not just going to hand it to people who, you know, people may have thought were the team's ace, looking at Hunter Green. I think that this announcement, as much as it is a good thing for Frankie Montas individually, I think it means more to Hunter Green because he was given that nod. He was given that title last year as opening day starter, really kind of out of, all right, we see you as the most talented guy on this roster, but we don't necessarily have an established starting pitcher. Now they do, and now they have somebody that everybody can look up to in this rotation, where Hunter Green is still trying to work to get there. I mean, we see the vision. We just need to see the execution, and David Bell is telling them that.
Jeff, I'll leave you with this. Joey Votto in a Blue Jays uniform, maybe in a Buffalo uniform. What is this like for Reds fans right now?
It's definitely going to be a little bit heart-wrenching. The whole idea, I saw the report the other day that he's going to wear number 37. It's just like, what? Number 19, he's employee number 19, right? Like that's what we know. And I got to imagine, you know, it's just like any sports fan and their favorite player. I mean, Joe Montana suiting up a Chiefs uniform or, you know, you think of any of the number of weird uniforms that Brett Favre wore, or Tom Brady dressing up as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer or something like that. It's just so strange to see our lifelong fan favorites, and Joey Votto is my favorite Red of all time, is to see him dress up in another uniform. I think it's unfortunate because you really couldn't shoehorn him into this Reds roster. It just didn't make a whole lot of sense from a performance standpoint. The only thing you could really make an argument for is sentimentality and maybe some sort of goodbye, or retirement tour that he could go on. But that's not what this team is about. This team is about the moment. This team is about winning right now. And so it was kind of hard to kind of pencil that in to what 2024 is supposed to be. So I'm glad that he's getting an opportunity somewhere else, but to see him in blue, it's going to be tough. Although I'll say this, that's the one color, like the Blue Jays blue is the only color I was really wanting. I remember the rumors of the Brewers and stuff, and I was like, no. And I'm glad that didn't happen.
Jeff Carr, Locked On Reds. Great work this spring. Let's play ball, all right?
Amen.
We'll have more of the Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Springtime is here, and you know what that means? It's time for Mulch Madness. Did you know that too much mulch is bad for trees and shrubs? 2 inches of mulch is plenty. Any more and you risk causing roots to grow up and around trunks, which increases unhealthy stress, shortens tree life, and even keeps moisture from getting down to tree roots. To find out more about Mulch Madness, or to find a certified arborist near you, visit treesforohio.org. That's trees, the number 4, ohio.org.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Get a recap of all the day's news from across the state.
ONN affiliate WBNS-TV in Columbus has more.
Haley Kirby reporting in downtown Toledo.
From the State House, Kevin Landers.
ONN Canton.
ONN affiliate WKYZ-TV in Cleveland explains.
In Marietta, Brett Wharf, ONN News.
Emma Henderson in Genoa.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Listen at onnradio.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts from the Ohio News Network.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, folks, it's game day, and the betting's going to be intense, Drew.
You said it, Dave, but a good pregame routine keeps betting responsible.
That's right. You got to pause before you play.
Good call. Sports betting is hot, but it can be risky.
And pausing to set limits is an all-star move.
That's right, Dave. If you bet on sports, pause before you play to set limits, recognize the risk, and know when to stop.
Learn more at pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family. I even buy my tenants won't pay me the rent houses. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Some foot issues just can't be fixed by those expensive shoe stores or shoe inserts. A foot exam from a doctor of podiatric medicine, who is the medical expert in foot and ankle care, may give solutions after doing a complete foot examination. If you suffer from foot, heel, or ankle pain, let us help you find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association so you know you are being treated by the very best. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Matt Andrews.
Welcome back to the Ohio Sports Magazine. It's the ultimate Cleveland sports show, and let's check in with our producer, Colin Berenger.
Thanks, Matt. This week on the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, NFL free agency started this week, and the guys broke down several key additions to the Browns roster, one being running back and special teams player Nyheim Hines, who was added to the team on a one-year deal. The guys break down that addition and what he could mean to the team.
Hey, we got a little more breaking news with the Browns guys.
What do we got now?
Nyheim Hines, the returner slash running back.
I wanted Jamal Agnew.
Same guy, basically.
I wanted Agnew. $3.5 million deal with the Browns, according to Adam Schefter. Nyheim Hines, the guy who was most notable for the game after DeMar Hamlin's incident, returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown. But Nyheim Hines of the Buffalo Bills is heading to the Cleveland Browns on a one-year, $3.5 million deal.
He was a good, you know, they're not, by the way, that's it for running back. They're not bringing anybody else in.
No.
Not in terms of veteran. They may draft somebody. Nyheim Hines, if I remember correctly, was a pretty good pass catcher his first few years with Indianapolis. And in fact, I'm right. If you look, he was a rookie in 2018, had 63 catches, 425 yards. In 2019, 44 catches, 320 yards. 2020, 63 for 482. And then his last 2021, he had 40 for 310. And then last year, between Indy and Buffalo, he only played 9 games total, had 30 for 241. That's what he does.
He has almost as many receptions as carries in his career.
Yeah.
Listen, when you look at – let's look at this for what it is.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're transitioning more to a passing offense, and you want guys in there. I think that he's going to be the returner, though, you know, to try to get Jerome Ford out. But I got a question.
Yeah.
Let's say Nick Chubb – I hope it doesn't happen. Let's say Nick Chubb either gets released or Nick Chubb never gets back to Nick Chubb. Are you comfortable with Jerome Ford as a future back?
Well, no, I'm not. No.
Not at all.
No.
Even though he's probably one of the best pass catchers we got, like, out of the backfield.
I mean – you know, I could have Nyheim Hines catch passes. He's better than Jerome Ford at catching passes. He's not that old. How old is Nyheim Hines?
27.
Yeah, 27. According to Pro
Football
Focus,
in a perfect world, Nick Chubb's healthy. I have Nick Chubb for 15 carries a game. I bring in Nyheim Hines as my pass catching back.
So you
completely
out on Jerome Ford.
Every few series,
his career, by the way, just a little context to Hines. 1,202 rushing yards, 1,800 receiving yards. He has 10 rushing touchdowns, 8 receiving touchdowns. He has 2 special teams touchdowns. A versatile one.
Yeah, he's a returner.
He's a returner. They need a
money.
How much Grant is gone? I don't know.
$3.5 million
back. They need a returner.
What are
they
paying? Jason, what was your question?
What are the 3.5? I think
3.5 for 1 year, which goes to the point I think we were talking about yesterday. The Browns were only offering 1.5 1-year deals to running backs. They were not going to offer a 2-year deal.
Which is smart. I get it.
Yeah. I wanted Agnew. I wanted a dynamic returner.
Right.
I wanted a guy that when he's back there, it's like – because we haven't had it. Special teams haven't had a good returner in I don't know how long.
But, they've eliminated the return from the game.
Punt return?
Well, not punt. Kickoff return.
What is Agnew's
– return punts, Mike?
I'm sure he does.
According to Pro Football Reference, so
– or is he just a kick returner?
He had he returns punts too.
If you can do 30, one, you ought to be able to do the other.
Right.
30 punt returns in 2020, 23 punt returns in 2021, 27 punt returns in 2022.
How many of them went back to the house?
He has 2 punt return touchdowns in his career and 2 kick return touchdowns.
The guy's a pretty solid returner, total, if I remember correctly, and he's a very good third down back. So.
I understand that, but it's different. It's different. Listen, I'd have been a special teams meet.
I know.
It's different coming into those special teams meet when you say, that's the returner, or you got – This guy's dangerous. We got to make sure Agnew is like that. Like, he's going to return it. And I just feel like that's the – like, when you get to these rosters and you get close to the end of the season, you got to find a way to have an advantage over something. And punt returns set you up or you get a returner.
It sounds like he's a decent returner.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm sure he will be. I'm just saying, like, at what
point? You think Agnew was special at it?
I do. Okay. He was all pro at it.
Yeah, right.
He was an all pro.
Yeah, fair enough.
To catch the full breakdown, just search the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show on YouTube, subscribe to their page, and enjoy daily content covering all things Cleveland sports. We'll be back to wrap up this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue on the Ohio News Network.
Morning juice.
I think we can all agree, Beam, that being number one doesn't suck, and we should know because we're on this show. It's basically what we do. Print number ones.
Morning juice.
Sponsored by Affinity Whole Health.
Weekday mornings at 6. The Fashion. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Matt Andrews.
That's going to put a wrap on this week's Ohio Sports Magazine. Our thanks to my guest, Debbie Antonelli, basketball analyst for the Women's and Men's Basketball Tournament. Thanks as well to our Locked On contributions for this week. Now for Paul Keels, Eric Reeser, Colin Berenger, I'm Matt Andrews. We'll have a new show for you next week right here on the Ohio News Network.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM.